Good day, I'm Anjui. James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Thursday, November 17. Coming up, over 39,000 persons newly employed since last July. More St. Catherine schools to come off shift system and national seat policy to be tabled in Parliament. The news in detail after this message.
Apply for PICA services during the Civil Service Week Expo in Emancipation Park on Tuesday, November 22 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can apply for next day, 3-day and 7-day passport service, unconditional landing and extension of stay, as well as Jamaican citizenship. No cash. Only debit and credit cards or manager's check will be accepted. Come visit the PICA booth at Emancipation Park on Tuesday, November 22 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Now the news. The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is reporting that over 39,000 persons have obtained jobs since July last year. Director General of the PIOJ, Dr. Wayne Henry, says the total number of employed persons as at July 2016 stood at 1,186,900, an increase of 39,400 persons as compared to July 2015. This, he says, represents the highest employment level ever recorded for a single month.
The number of employed males increased by 9,700 to 663,100, and employed females increased by 29,700 to 523,800. The youth employment level also increased, up 16,200 to 152,100 persons. The largest increases in employment levels were recorded in wholesale and retail, repair of motor vehicle and equipment, up 13,300 persons. Construction, up 12,000 persons. Manufacture, up 11,700 persons.
Dr. Henry adds that an examination of the employed labor force by industry group revealed that 11 of the 16 industry groups measured recorded higher employment levels. He was speaking at the PIOJ quarterly press conference on Wednesday. Meanwhile, the PIOJ is reporting that Jamaica's labor force for July 2016 increased by 42,600 to 1,363,300 persons relative to July 2015. Director General of the PIOJ, Dr. Wayne Henry, says the growth was due to a natural increase in the working age population.
There was an increase in Jamaica's labor force for July 2016. By 42,600 persons to 1,363,300 persons relative to July 2015, reflecting a natural increase in the working age population by 4,400 persons. That is, there were 4,400 more persons within the age group 14 years and older, and a contraction of 38,200 persons in the persons outside the labor force.
Dr. Henry notes that the unemployed labor force amounted to 176,400 persons, 3,200 more than for July 2015. The Ministry of Education is providing additional funding to remove the shift system at more St. Catherine-based schools. Portfolio Minister Senator Will Reid says Spanish Town High is among the priority schools being targeted under the initiative.
We are committed to take all the schools off shift. We have a three-year program to remove all the schools remaining. We have 42 more. Spanish Town is going to be prioritized. And I've recommitted to the chairman and principal, Brown, that additional funds will be provided in the next financial year. They've gotten some already. Additional amount will be provided in next budget to bring that reality.
The funds will support the build-out of new classrooms and facilities. And a national seed policy to serve as a guide to increasing agricultural productivity will be tabled in Parliament as a green paper. Information Minister Senator Ruel Reid says a cabinet committee recently gave its approval for the tabling of the policy.
This is in the context of the agricultural sector contributing 6.6% to the total gross domestic product last year, and the need to increase productivity to meet Jamaica's requirements for food security and nutritional needs.
The move forms part of efforts to ensure Jamaica meets its requirements for food security and nutrition. Meanwhile, Cabinet has also approved the sale of 9,262.5 square meters of land at Kingston Penn. Separate Limited is procuring the property from the Factories Corporation of Jamaica. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.